Southeast Salerno Road in Stuart, Florida. Our worship services are at 9 and 11 a.m. Sundays, or you can join us online at thegraceplace.com. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday at The Grace Place, where we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
As long as the heir is a child, he's different, nothing from a servant. A hired help. Even though he's heir of all. So it's time to come of age. In Genesis chapter 2. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 2. All the way back to the front now. And verse 10 and 12. Let's look at the principle here. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. And he goes on to talk about the other rivers. But there was a river that went out of Eden. This is a type. This is something for us to understand and to learn. God, let me say it this way. Simply put, God's taking us back to a place of dominion. All right? Not hanging in there till Jesus comes. Not being beat up by the devil every day. Not holding on for dear life. But a place of dominion. And it has everything to do with kingdom. The first realm of dominion that has to be realized, that you must realize, and see, every king has a domain, a place of dominion. Okay, any king. I'll show you. It's in Revelation. We are made kings. And when I say king, that means queen too. Let's not get it twisted. You know, when we talk about sons, we're talking about men and women. Sons of God. In the beginning, in Christ, there's neither male nor female. As a matter of fact, when Adam was created, it was Adam. It was Adam and Eve. Eve was inside. Adam is plural. And because of Adam missing the mark, God had to do a surgery on them, get Eve out. But they were there, the two of them. All right, so Adam. So when we talk about that, we're talking about the church, male and female. Now, the first realm of dominion has to be realized in yourself. There's a realm or territory where you must have dominion. Before you can have dominion on the outside, you got to have some dominion on the inside. Say amen, lights. Ain't nobody in the middle saying amen. I ain't hearing. I got good ears now. You first have to obtain dominion of yourself. Amen. You can't go whack every time something happens. You can't be getting off the charts and mad and angry and losing it every time a little pressure comes. Amen. You got to get yourself under control first. Amen. Before you can point the finger and start correcting somebody else and doing all that stuff, you better get yourself under control. And I don't just mean in the church or in the building. I'm talking about on the drive to church. I'm talking about at home, in the bedroom. Amen. In front of the television. Amen. In Publix. People tend to show out in Walmart. There's a dominion. If you're going to have any semblance of dominion in this world and the kingdom manifest, you got to have dominion over yourself. Amen. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is the man. You got to have dominion over your thoughts. Amen. Amen. That's why we have power to cast down imaginations, high things, exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. Instead of letting those things occupy your mind, let them go in and pick up speed and push them out the other side. The devil is a lie. Amen. You know, people have adopted science. Now, true science is accurate, but it's in agreement with the Word of God. But during this time of this pandemic, people were choosing false science over trust. Just trust the science. And so they miss God. Everybody, amen. Amen. Even if that was you. Listen to all this backtracking on this stuff. Oh, well, now we realize that it was a lie from the beginning. Well, let me get back on track here. It was a lie from the beginning. It was a plandemic. So we must take dominion on the inside. Now, Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Okay, so let me before we go there, we looked at Genesis, how the rivers came out of Eden. In John chapter 7, if you get that, John 7:38. Now that was old covenant, the original plan. Well, that was the original covenant with man, and that hasn't changed. But in John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said," not in relation or in not your opinion, but as the scripture has said. How many believe by his stripes you're healed? How many believe that my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? How many believe you're the head, not the tail? Above only, not belief. First, not last. Lender, not borrower. As the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his spirit, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Living water, rivers out of his belly. If you believe as the scripture has said, and in so doing you take dominion on the inside, then out of your belly shall flow. You see, those rivers that flowed out of Eden touched, everywhere it touched, it caused it to prosper. It caused life. Well, see, we're not here just to hang in there till Jesus comes. We're not secret agent Christians, hiding, scared to reveal our identity. No, everything that we do should prosper. Amen. Psalm 1 says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever his hand does shall prosper." Can you believe that today? He that believes as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow these rivers. See, sometimes the enemy is there to try to block your faith. Sometimes you're surrounded by blocking spirits, unbelief, amen, doubting Thomases, lying spirits, deception. You know, the world, the Bible says the kingdoms of this world. When we talk about this world, we use the word cosmos. See, the kingdom of God is going to swallow up the kingdoms of this world. You know why? The kingdoms of this world are the cosmos. Cosmos is a root word for cosmetics. I hear a little ring here. Cosmetics. You know, thank God for cosmetics. But what cosmetics do, they cover up. Amen. that's not being, you know, mean or thank God for cosmetics. But what do they do? They cover up. So the kingdoms of this world are cosmetic. It's not real. Solomon called it vanity. He sought everything in the world and said at the end of the day, it was all vanity. But see, there's a real world. It's called the kingdom of God. Amen. And guess what? The kingdom of God is here. Let me show you. I said the kingdom of God is here. But you got to see past the cosmetics. You got to see past the delusion. You got to stop chasing that which is illusionary. There are people with more money than you can shake a stick at but can't spend it. Got a big bed but can't sleep in it. Got all kind of food but no appetite to eat. They come to the realization a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Amen. Our life is in Christ. I said our life is in Christ. It's in him we live. You want life? You want abundant life? You want the Zoe life? It's in Christ. Not outside of Christ, because there's nothing that exists outside of Christ. All things were created by him and for him and consist in him. And so it's in him we live and move and have our being. Even if somebody doesn't acknowledge God, it was he that gave him breath this morning. It was God that opened his eyes this morning. It's the mercy of God that they're not consumed. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Amen. Everything was created by Jesus. Everything belongs to Jesus. Cattle on a thousand hills is his. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All souls are mine, says the Lord. Stop thinking it's a fight between the devil and God. I wouldn't pay to see that fight. That wouldn't be a fight. You remember how I had a grandmother like this too. She'd take us to church on Sundays. And we'd be sitting in the back making noise, and all she'd have to do is take a look. It ain't no fight, all I gotta do is look. The devil said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. I. All God did was say a word. Thou shall be cast into hell. Game over. The moment God spoke that, game over. Let me give you a little insight on something I believe. God has suffered the enemy for one reason. To buffet you. Not buffet. Buffet. You know when you shine a car, a boat, you wax it real good, and then you put the buffer on it. The buffer brings out the deep shine. So all the enemy is allowed to do, he's never been given the right to destroy a saint. But he sure will sift you like wheat to get the tares out. I knew that. See, you need to come of age so you can embrace this type of thing and be able to count it all joy when you're going through some stuff. Knowing that, amen, God's on the throne. God's got me on his mind. I'm the apple of God's eye. The devil can't prosper against me.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm